It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In Austin today, both the Senate and the House adjourned, bringing the 85th legislative session to a close. That was expected. The state constitution gives the legislature exactly 140 days to run a regular session. What wasn't totally expected was the drama that ramped up as the session was winding down. KERA's Christopher Connolly covers politics, and he joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Justin.
So a war of words between lawmakers over the past few days, a tit-for-tat killing of bills the other chamber wanted to see passed. Amid those rising tensions, there was also a scuffle on the House floor just before the House adjourned. What happened?
Well, there was some jostling and some pushing and threats of violence, all of it over SB4. That's the anti-sanctuary cities bill that's been passed and already signed by the governor.
This is the bill that makes it illegal for public officials to not fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Why did this come up?
Well, it came up because immigrant rights groups were protesting. One last chance, I guess, to register their anger over what many of them call a quote-unquote show-me-your-papers bill. They say that because it lets police officers ask for the immigration status of people they've stopped. So the protests spilled into the House gallery. Protesters in red shirts, they chanted, cheered, and unfurled a big banner that said, "We'll see you in court." Work in the House came to a standstill for about half an hour while DPS officers removed those protesters from the chamber.
So that's when the scuffle happened.
Yes, but it wasn't with the protesters. It was on the House floor, between lawmakers. It seems to have started when Irving Republican Matt Rinaldi told a couple of Latino House Democrats that he'd called federal immigration authorities on the protesters.
They said some things to me. I said some things back to them. Both of it was designed to incite each other, obviously, as sometimes happens in these passionate issues.
Rinaldi says he was jostled and threatened with violence by one lawmaker, and Rinaldi threatened to shoot him in self-defense. Fort Worth Democrat Ramon Romero said that by calling immigration and customs enforcement on protesters, Rinaldi made the point that many critics of SB4 have, that it's a bill based on prejudice and it would lead to racial profiling.
He saw the crowd and he saw illegals. He saw people that, whether he likes to accept it or not, in his heart, he has hate for those people and he wants to see them gone. Wants to see them gone so much to the point that he called ICE.
It's not clear if anyone is planning on taking legal action after that fight.
So this happened right after the House adjourned. The Senate adjourned a bit later. But now everyone's been talking about having a special session. Why?
Well, Dan Patrick really wants one. That's the short answer. He wants to see action on a bill limiting bathrooms that transgender people can use and another that would make it harder for local governments to raise property taxes. The House has really not been interested in the more stringent versions of those that the Senate has passed. So kind of stuck in the middle, there's a handful of totally unrelated commissions.
Wait, what?
Right. So this kind of gets arcane pretty quickly. So there's a handful of professional licensing boards that are slated to shut down next year because the legislature didn't reauthorize them. One of those is the Texas Medical Board, which decides things like who can call themselves a doctor, and it disciplines bad physicians. Other boards that are also slated to be shut down regulate social workers, psychologists, and other therapists. House members over the weekend, they held a press conference that said, "We did our part, the Senate hasn't." Dan Patrick held his own press conference saying that's not true. Patrick seems to be hoping that the whole thing will force Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session.
So will Abbott do it?
He was asked about that today. He said he's frustrated that the legislature didn't reauthorize those agencies. Abbott said he'll be making an announcement over whether or not he will call a special session later this week. But he made it clear that if he does, it's going to be on his agenda, not anybody else's.
The time and the topics are solely up to the governor of the state of Texas. And we will be, if we have a special session, convening only on the topics that I choose at the time of my choosing.
The governor generally doesn't like special sessions, and there is a price tag that could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars if a special session does get called. Back in 2013, PolitiFact estimated that a 30-day special session would cost around $800,000 in lawmaker and staff costs alone. That doesn't include the cost of keeping the Capitol building open and working.
Christopher Connolly covers politics for KERA. Chris, thanks.
You're welcome.
We've been following a diverse group of North Texas students since eighth grade as part of our American Graduate Project. Seven kids make up KERA's class of 17, and all seven are getting diplomas. Today, Kelly Bowdy, who plans to be a nurse and took special classes through high school to make that happen. She's aiming for college, but first, KERA's Bill Zeeble caught up with her getting ready for the prom, surrounded by her family.
Oh, hi.
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 It's a full house at the Forest Hill home where Kelly lives with her mom. Preparing for prom isn't just a day jammed with details. For Kelly, it's a family affair. Her Aunt Loria, mom's identical twin, is here. So is 21-year-old Tanisha Williams, who says this of her cousin Kelly.
This is my cousin, but she like a little sister.
Tanisha actually made Kelly's prom dress.
She always been smart. Well, her grades show it. I mean, she'd helped me with some work before when I was in school. So, yeah, she's smart. Proud of you, Kelly.
Working on Kelly's makeup is another cousin, Danetta Ewing, who's 26.
Well, you know, I was very excited when she said she wanted to be a nurse because I'm one.
Nursing kind of runs in the family.
My grandmother was a nurse. My mother was a nurse. I have aunts that were nurses. So for her to choose the same, it's exciting.
It's still exciting for Kelly, too, who chose nursing 4 years ago after caring for her infant nephew, Caden. Born premature, he's fine today. Thanks to nursing classes at O.D. Wyatt High School in Fort Worth, Kelly's earned CPR certification while gaining practical experience. Several days a week, as part of the program, she works with older patients. They reinforced her decision.
Just me, like, going to the nursing home and seeing, like, how I can help people and how I can make them feel happy, it just makes me want to do that.
What Kelly eventually wants to do is work in a neonatal unit caring for the most vulnerable newborns. Thanks to her high school program, she's found that caring for 70 and 80-year-olds teaches similar lessons.
They're really back to their baby stages, so it's just like I'm still helping a baby. Like, I didn't expect for it to be, like, as much that they need it as babies do, but it's really the same.
Kelly would like to move away from home for college, be on her own, even if it's nearby. She likes the large, respected nursing program at UT Arlington, but hasn't heard yet about her application. She's also considering historically black Texas College, midway between Dallas and Shreveport. That's what her mom, Gloria Mason, wants.
Because I wanted her to go off, you know, and venture the world, not just stay around home. It's just, well, maybe 45 minutes in Tyler, Texas, so it's not too far.
Texas College is still looking over Kelly's transcripts. Another option, Tarrant County College. She could go there for 2 years while saving money from part-time nursing work. Then she would transfer to a four-year program. Keeping her close might suit mom's twin, Loria Norwood. She sits comfortably in a chair with her wrapped left foot raised and resting on another chair. When Aunt Loria broke that foot recently, Kelly jumped in.
She put ice on it when I first did it because it swelled up like instantly. And then she wrapped it up and then she put a boot on it. But I was in so much pain, so I went to the hospital and that's what they did, x-rays and all that. But she took care of her aunt.
On this day, it's Kelly's family now taking care of her, so that she's ready for the prom and for graduation, which is scheduled for Sunday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Mostly cloudy skies expected later this evening with a low around 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20% chance of rain with a high near 86. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for storms with a low around 69. It's currently 87 degrees in Dallas, 86 in Fort Worth, 82 in Tyler, 86 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.